Okay, today our schedule turns to Chis Pesach, but it's really not a change. We've been learning the halachas of Noisin Tam Lefgam in Simin Kuf Chav Beis, and the pages that I've given out, which is Tzimin Tov Mem Zayin of Ches through Yud, is vital the halachas of Noisin Tam Lefgam, but as a negeh to Pesach. Now, before I begin, I want to rediscuss and maybe correct something I spoke about 2 weeks ago. And at that time, Dr. Hamawi asked me a question. Am I giving a shiur once a week? Someone asks a question. I say, I don't know. And no one remembers a week later. So, you know, I say, I'll get back to it. So, but here, it's more than just a correction. It has to do with the yisaidais of Chatichanas Nevela. And the Shalas Safed Derech Lachumra Safed Rabbanu Lakula. So I'd like to repeat the Shaila as I mentioned it at that time, and talk to you about the Haris and how Chaticha Nas Nevela works. Now, before I begin, the Issa Basa B'Cholav Dereisa, of course, is Basa Behema mixed with Cholav. And they're cooked together. It's not if you eat them together, but if they're cooked together, it's Issa Bishul and Issa Achila and Issa Hanot. The first Chavis Das, in Hilchis Basa B'Cholav, brings, in the name of the Kresi Uplaisi, a Chiddush Gadol. He says the Issa Basa B'Cholav de Oraisa is even if it's a Blia of Cholav into Basar, or a bliya of basar into chalav. What I mean to say is this. If you have basar and you have meat and milk, and bliyas travel, taste travels from one to the other, that's a davar pashut. That's this a deraisa, basar b'chalav. When you cook meat and potatoes, the meat gives taste to potatoes, and potatoes give taste to the meat. And that's the isser of giving tam. The chiddush here in the Chavis Das, the Kresi Uplaisi, is even if the bliya goes through a kli, meaning that you cook meat in a pot, and when it's within 24 hours, you cook milk in the pot. So we understand that bliyas go into the walls of a kedera and come out into the second food. That second food, let's say it's milk, you cooked meat, now you cook milk, that is basa b'cholav de'oraisa. Even though there was no actual meat in the milk, even though it went through a kli, it's nice to tab into the kli and back into the milk. But our Kabbalah that we learn from Zeres HaKosav of Tam Kiyika Dairaisa makes it into Basa B'chol of Dairaisa. Now that's a chiddush. In Lomdis is not so pashit, because there's a rule, Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The Torah asked the Basa B'cholav in the way that people cook things to give taste. I never heard of a cook cooking milk in a flay sugar pot in order to give taste. So I don't know the answer to that. But the halacha lamaisa is a bliya through a kli is also an issa deraisa. Now, I want to get back to the shaila I mentioned that Rapam asked on the Yeridea Fehera Basa B'cholav that I took. Oh boy, 1980 something or other, early 1980s, and one of the shailas Rav Palm asked was the following. Now Rav Palm took the shaila from the Har Tzvi. It's a shaila in the Har Tzvi on Yeridea, and he asked us the shaila. The way I presented the shaila last time was the following: somebody was cooking chicken soup. And cholent, the cholent had meat, and the chicken soup had chicken. And this person had two mixing spoons, two large spoons that were milachik. One was a ben yaima, one was used within 24 hours. Obviously that would asa meat if it was stuck into meat or chicken. And one was an eina ben yaima, which wouldn't aser. Eina ben yaima doesn't aser food with the evet. You're not supposed to use the chatchila, it's milachi, but it doesn't aser. That's pashut. But the case was that the person in the house took one of those milchika spoons. It's a safik hashokel, 50-50. If it was the ben yaymei spoon or the ain't a ben yaymei spoon, you can't tell one from the other. And used it to mix the challah, and then to mix the chicken soup, where the challah was presented, it fell into the chicken soup. The whole spoon fell into the chicken soup. So the challah was not on the spoon. The spoon has to be kashered. It's a milchika spoon which has bleis of fleishik, no challah. Challah was, what's the din of the meat? And what's the din of the chicken soup? The chap of this shaila is the following. If the shaila would have been, all you did was mix the challah, so then we would say it's 50-50. If you use a fleishig spoon or a ben yaymai spoon or a non ben yaymai, basa b'chalav with meat is dairaisa, savi dairaisa l'chumra, it would be easy. The halach is that the cholent is treif. If the shiloh would have been only about the chicken soup, and we'll assume for today's discussion that chicken, since it's a derabanan, we say sav derabanan lakula, the amifak fikim by basa b'chala, but anyway, la halacha, if you have chicken, which is derabanan, so if you only had the chicken soup, we would assume the spoon you took, 50-50 chance, ben yami ena ben yami, Savi de Rabbanu Lekula, so he would have used the Eina Ben Yaimai spoon. So the chicken soup would be mutter, and the meat would be aser. The chap of the shaila that he asked was that it was the same spoon that was used for the chicken soup and used for the meat. So is it possible to say you use the Ben Yaimai spoon for the meat and use the Eina Ben Yaimai spoon for the chicken soup? Use the same spoon for both. So that was the chap of the shaila in this particular case. And I mentioned to you then that Rapam was looking for something that's in the Shef Shmaitza. We talks about a very similar case where you have the rules of Safik paskin something that's impossible b'mitzias. The case there was the case of a Sheichid who shechted 7 animals. And again, in those days, the Beis HaShechita and the butcher shop was all in the same place. And he hung up the 7 animals and he was selling them off. And he had sold, I think it was 2.5 animals. And at that point, someone was processing the stomachs and found treifus in one stomach. Now, treifus in the stomach makes the whole animal treif, but only one of the 7. Which one of the 7, it wasn't possible to know. It wasn't possible to know which one was the treifa one. So what's the halacha if you have 7 animals and one is treif and you don't know which one? So kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. Any meat that's still in the butcher store, kol kavua, anything that's in the place where the suffix began, is kemechza mechza. The meat in the store is all treif. Called the parish, meruba parish. Whatever was parish from the store before you found out about the shaila, called the parish, meruba parish. Whatever went out, you assume was from the rive, and the rive is kosher. 6 out of 7 animals are kosher. So the Shmaitza brought a shaila's haga'inim. What are we going to do with the half animal that's out and the half animal that's in? Same problem. The half animal that's out is called the parish meruba parish. It's kosher. The half animal that's in is kuvah kemechza mechza dami. But it can't be that half the animal is kosher and half the animal is treif. The whole animal had the same stomach. So the Shef Shmaitza brings that there was a tumul about this. Some paiskim said, he brings to the Sefer Beis Hillel. Some paiskim said, well, called the parish paskin's ice. Whatever parish meruba, paskin's ice, that this animal is kosher, and even the half that's in the butcher store is kosher. Others said, no, kol kavua paskin's ice. Kol kavua paskin's ice, that you have to be chayshish, it's treif, and they're both halves are treif.
But the half that is out, they didn't know if it's part of the half or part of the whole. So therefore, maybe maybe the hip is part of the hole that makes it a hole.
Well, the hip is definitely part of the hole.
I know, but this hip, you're questioning whether it belongs to, the outside or belongs to the inside.
Right.
Since that hip is not in the store anymore, and it's outside, maybe that belongs to the two parts, the two animals that are outside.
And therefore?
Therefore, it should be okay.
Okay. And the hip on the inside?
Would be part of the store.
So, this animal had which stomach? Magic, it becomes separate animals. Magic. You're right. So what the Shmaitzer brought and agreed with was a pre-chadash who expresses amazement that anybody can have a shayla, and the pre-chadash or the Shmaitzer brings a pre-chadash. It says, kol she'ayma hachi einu yedeya ben yamina l'smailoi bilchis taruvis. So anybody who says this is a problem, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Halacha doesn't say the hef that's out, it's a nevuah that it had a good stomach. It doesn't say if it had a bad stomach. It says we don't know. What do you do when you don't know? So there's a Torah was given with what we call the rules of Hanhagas HaSveikas. What do you do when you don't know? When you don't know, you say the hef that's out is called the Parish Meruba Parish. The hef that's in is called Kavuaka Mechza Mechza Dami, and it's not a stira. It's not a nevuah that called the parish is from Rai. It could be it's not from the Rai. It's not a nevuah called Kavuah is also. It could be it's not. So the Shmaitzer brings a Prichadash, and he holds stark that way, that it's not a stira. Halacha tells you how to behave. It doesn't tell you a nevuah of the stomachs of the animal.
What's the Beis Hillel?
It says that one half should paskin on the other. The Beis Hillel says that either the called the parish half should paskin on the kavua, or the kavua should paskin on that. So he's saying, what do you mean should paskin on? Not paskining, we're just being naive a certain way. It's like half of the Los Angeles case. There was a totally out. See, in Los Angeles, it wasn't that you knew half an animal's and half an hour's out. Today, it goes to the butcher store and it makes it. So there's no hips and hips. The underlying rule of called the parish is mutter is the same as the Los Angeles case, and there was Rav Kasher, and that's why it was mutter. But the uniqueness of the question, where it's half an animal, that's unique to this case. So again, what Rav Pab was looking for was to say the same thing on this spoon. That the spoon, it could be a paskin the meat is treif, it could be a paskin the chicken is kosher, and it's not a stira. So this is the main theme of the shayla and the way I said it to you. Now, what Dr. Hamawi asked was that there's a technical problem with the shayla the way I presented it, because once you mixed the spoon into the chalent. If it was a ben yaimai, it had bliyas abasa b'chalav. It already had bliyas abasa b'chalav, which are deraisa. So when you stick it into the chicken soup, it's not a suffik d'rabanan. It's already a suffik deraisa. Because once it has bliyas abasa b'chalav, we pass it bliyas of a ben yaimai, avidin deraisa. So it's already basa b'chalav deraisa in the chicken soup. The whole shayla, the way I presented it, is in the chicken soup, it's a suffik d'rabanan. But it's not a Safid Rabbanan. On the tzad that it's a Ben Yaimai, it's already a Dereisa. So it's a Safid Dereisa though. I was saying the chicken soup is a Safid Rabbanan, because I was talking about the milk of the chicken. But once it has bleas of meat, it already becomes a Dereisa. A Dereisa. It could have been potatoes and not chicken. It would still be a Dereisa. Right? Because it's the Basil Bechal of bleas. No, the case was there was no shishim. Otherwise, there would be no shayla. Obviously, the case was there was no shishim. So I was stumped. And as usual, when I was stumped, I was right. I'm taka stumped. I looked up the shayla. The shayla, I said it wrong. The shayla was first the chicken soup and then the cholent. That's the way the Shaila is in Dar Tzvi. I'm sure that's the way the Shaila was when the 40 years ago when I had the Bechina. It was the other way. It first went into the chicken soup. Now you're satisfied. And then it went into the chalent. So now in the chicken soup it's a Safek Derabanan. And in the chalent it's a Safek Deraisa. The Har Tzvi says the following. He says another chiddush. As I said, he said it fell into the chicken soup. So he is makel on the chalent as well. He says, first of all, it's possible that the Rabbanan paskin zayis, but it's also me'ikar adin falling into this chicken soup should kasher the spoon, because when it fell into the chicken soup, it could be that it kashers. Now, with lahalacha, we don't kasher unless it's boiling water. But he really says, kabbalah kapalta, me'ikar adin. And even though we don't kasher unless it's boiling, it could be it got kashered in the chicken soup, fabishmaya galia. And the meila, that's a tziruf, the suffix. It was kashered plus the suffix of what spoon it is. So therefore, he's makel on the whole package. And what? Oh, so I knew. I figured that I'm always going to ask that. So what do you mean? You need shishim, right? Mamanashach. If there's 60, it's mutter anyway. If there's no 60, you can't kasher a ben yaima unless you have 60 times as much. So I assume what he means is that even though we are noyig, you need 60 connected the spoon, the whole spoon. Really, mi ikar adin, you only need 60. What we call kashira meduma. You only need a percentage of the mixture of whatever it was cooked with in the first place. So let's say the first time it was cooked in something milachic that was 50% milk and 50% water and oatmeal and other things. So the ikar adin is you only need, there's no nas nevela on milk. Milk is heter. So in the spoon, you really need only 30 times kenega the spoon. Now, even though we don't start measuring these things, we try to avoid getting into these things and knowing what was Beleya. But again, it's a tziruf, but it's a suffix anyway. So he's makel on the tzad that it was kasher, and that's why he's makel. The main point I want to add to you today is the correctness of the question that once you have blias of basa b'chalav and it's still a ben yaimai, wherever it goes, it's still an issa deraisa. Because of this chiddush of the crazy of placing, the Chavis Das Paskins this way, that blias remain a din deraisa, even though it's like I said, it's a chiddush gadol, that blias, when they go further, should remain deraisa. But him calls that, that's the halacha l'maisa. Less than 24 hours. Okay, so this is the halacha of, I guess, one of the dinim of Kalim and Ebene Yaiman that we didn't, I wasn't clear about. Okay, now we turn to a continuation of the above, Simen Tov Mem Zayin. The name of Simen Tov Mem Zayin, you know, because Pesach is Din Taruvis Chametz B'Soich HaPesach. There are two simonim of Taruvis Chametz. Tov Mem Beis, which is the din of mixture of chametz before Pesach, when you're preparing for Pesach, and Tov Mem Zayin, which is din taruvas chametz on Pesach. Now, before we begin, I just want to give a small hakdama. There are two chumris of Pesach that don't exist in any of the other, virtually any of the other halachas of taruvas. One, as you know, is the chametz is asa b'mashahu. The issa chametz b'mashahu, which is really a din d'rabbanan, min atayra chametz is batal b'shishim like any iser. But the chametz, l'halacha l'maisa, chametz asers or b'mashahu of chametz, on Pesach, there are two reasons in the Rishayim, either because of chumra the chametz, it's an issa karis, an issa hanah. Chametz is such a unique iser that Chazal wa machmir. What's the other reason? The possibility it's called the Davi Shesha Matirin, and therefore Chametz is asa b'mashu. Now that's true for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, all Jews, paskin chametz bePesach oisem b'mashu. There's another chumrah that's a machloikis between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and that is the kula of Eina ben Yaimai. We know for Basa B'chalav, Taruvis, that a keli Eina ben Yaimai, meaning it wasn't used in 24 hours, doesn't answer. You have a tray for keli, certainly a fleshing of keli, and you put it into a milch and kapat, and Eina ben Yaimai, you're not supposed to do it, but once it's done, is muta l'chatchila. The food is totally muta. Because I stop of gab, and eina ben yaimai is muta. And that's really, these two kulas, basa b'chalav and kitchen shilas, covers roiv, maybe three quarters of shilas that women call, they ask a shayla, it's either batal b'shishim, or it's eina ben yaimai. Especially, milchika kalim. Milchika kalim, I ask a woman, was he using 24 hours? She says, yes. I say, in what? We don't cook that much milchiks. Says you cook spaghetti for milchiks, you cook fish for milchiks, you cook other things for milchiks. They're part of the things. But Yaimai means it was used for actual milk. How often do you use for milk in a Kli Rishon? Not that often. And in a Kli Rishon, how often do you use it? Or... stirring the coffee is not. Stirring the coffee is a cliche. So it's really rare that it's a ben yaimai. So mamela we have these two kulas by kol haTorah kula, but not by these two kulas. These fashkenazim do not apply to Pesach. Here we're going to talk about these two dinim, the dinim of eina ben yaimai and the dinim of a bittel, as they apply to Pesach. In the copies in front of you, you have the first words at the end of Simen Tov Mem Zayin, and it's the Mechaber talking. Traditionally, the Mechaber was always published in regular Aleph Beis letters, regular Ksav Ashuri letters, and the Ramah was published in Rashi letters. Until recently, where all the new Mishnah Berurahs changed it. All new Mishnah Berurahs have everybody, and just the Mechaber is in bold, and the Ramah is not. But it was always published this way. And you could tell easily, this is still the Mechaber talking. Now, you can already see enough of the Mechaber to know, Eina bas yayma muteres l'kuli alma. The Mechaber shita, I told you, Machlekes Mechaber Ramah, the Mechaber holds that Eina ben Yaimai is mutter. Now those who actually have a Mishnah Berurah could look back at the case. The case he's talking about is olives. Zeisiv shenis nisaru l'chaitcha b'sakin chadosha. Olives that were cut with a pesatik knife. Afilu loy nisaru l'kaisham b'kedera chadosha. But they were pickled, pickled olives, in a chametz tikka keli. They were pickled in a chametz tikka keli. And by the time they were pickled, of course, the keli was more than 24 hours old. So, im eina bas yayma, which would be normally the case, muteres l'kuli alma. If it's eina ben yayma, it's muter l'kuli alma, meaning according to everybody who is a Sfaradi. Okay, that's what he says. Muteres l'kuli alma. It's funny, he says l'kuli alma, right? It means l'kuli alma, everybody who lives in Spain. And the Sephardic countries, it's mutter. Kavush even without harifas. Kavush is asses in 24 hours. And olives, it says in the Bir Alachi here, once olives are put in water, they're not a davachar, so these 24 hours. And therefore, like the Mechaber, it's totally mutter. The Mishnah Berura Tzadik Aleph says, Vahagah. Lefia mavur lekamon. Now the old Mishnah Berurah is say siftes lekamon siftes. That's a mistake, and it should say lekamon sifyud, which is here on both are on the page. He says lefia mavur lekamon sifyud, which we're going to do in a minute. Baga the onu machmirin the daisitam lefgam bePesach. We are machmir on eina ben yaimai on Pesach in lahatir ella im silkon. Me'akli chametz kaidem alaylo be'erev Pesach. Now this line is a mouthful. It says a lot. Elo imkein silkon meyakli chametz kaidem alayla erev Pesach. What does that mean? Listen carefully. It means, and this is the shaila that comes up every year. One or two women call me with the shaila. We are machmir on keli eina ben yaimai only on Pesach. Only if on Pesach a chametzik keli is used for Pesach tikkun food, so we're very machmir. Sfaradim, Ashkenaz are very machmir. However, if it's before Pesach, ladies are cooking in preparation for Pesach. Now, it never happens on Pesach, a lady says, I use the chametz tikkun kli. Because by the time Pesach comes, it's all put away and it doesn't happen. Before Pesach, it happens. She's got a Pesach kitchen and she's got a chametz kitchen. Or if she still is in the age of the caveman and doesn't have a Pesach kitchen, and has only one kitchen, like having only one sink. So then she's in the same kitchen, right? She kashed the stove and she has other kelim around. So in such a case, it happens. It happens. A lady says that I use the chametz tikkun keli. They always start with, I don't know how it happened. I'm always very careful. That's how they start the phone call. I say, I know. You use the chametz tikkun keli, right? So how'd you know? Why else would you be calling me? This happens frequently for a rav. It doesn't happen in anybody's house frequently. But every year I get a couple of calls when a woman before Pesach used the chametz tikkun keli in the chicken soup or in whatever it is she's cooking for Pesach. So what? In the olives. No, well, it doesn't happen too often. But anyway, the halacha is before Pesach, Ashkenazim are also mekel. When mekel Eina ben Yaimai does an aser before Pesach, the chumrah of Eina ben Yaimai, like ben Yaimai, on Pesach is only on Pesach when it's in Issa Karis. Because of the chumrah of Karis, and Issa Noah, we're machmir, that it asks b'mashu, and that it asks b'Eina ben Yaimai. However, before Pesach, if an Eina ben Yaimai keli is used, the chametz tikkun Eina ben Yaimai, it does not aser the food. It doesn't aser the food. The food is mutter lechatchila. And people are usually shocked when they hear such a psak. And I've gotten already an answer that, use the chicken soup. I wasn't even dreaming of it. You know, I want to know, I have to kasher the whole kitchen because I used it. So what should I do? The lady's not going to listen to me. They're not going to use the chicken soup. They'll use it already before Pesach. But the halach is that it's mutter. And Eina ben Yaimai keli does not aser before Pesach. Now people ask you, what about Erev Pesach HaChatzais? What about Erev Pesach HaChatzais? So look at the lashon of this Mishnah Berurah. It's a half a line. But he says it. Ein lahatir. Elam kein silka miakli chametz. What does he say? Kaidav alayla b'Erev Pesach. There's no Issacharis Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is an Issacharis, but there's no Issacharis. So Erev Pesach, we makel until Pesach begins, we makel out of keli and ben yaimai, that it does not ask. So we know the chatchila, what goes out of yaimai to ben yaimai. But we are makel before Pesach on the keli and ben yaimai, that it does not ask for the food, and koshke not the pot, and koshke not the kitchen. Kavush is not a cliche. Kavush is a cliche.
No, when the
keli in which you. Oh, you're not talking about kavush. You're talking about is, yeah, okay. If you have soup, it's the same thing. It happens to be the case the Shulchan Aruch is kavush. We'll get to Sifyur in a minute. We'll see that it's the halacha is across the board. And that the Mechaber is Mekel and the Rava is Machmir, but not before Pesach. So this is probably the single most important halacha to be aware of, that chametz before Pesach. Not only that, but the Issa Mashu of a mixture, now be careful, of lach balach. Lach balach means liquid into liquid. Right? You can have a mixture of yavesh b'yavesh, where you have a treifa piece of meat, and two kosher pieces of meat. That's yavish b'yavish. Right, each one stands by itself. We'll get to that in Sifyun. I'm talking now about Lach Balach, where a spritz falls in, a spritz of chametz falls into a pot full of chicken soup, or whatever it may be, and it's batel b'shishim. On Pesach, it's not batel b'shishim. Before Pesach, it is batel b'shishim. The chumrah veinah b'nyayim doesn't apply, and the chumrah of bitl of issa mashu, lach balach, also doesn't apply. Yavish b'yavish, we'll talk about. But lach balach does not apply before Pesach. And therefore, if chametz b'mashu is aser before falls in before Pesach, it's really mutter. Now, the Hecherim in America, all the Pesach products, they're not made on Pesach. All the Pesach products that are commercial products are made well before Pesach. Whatever you're using, oil, apple juice, certainly, all the things we make before Pesach. Now, what that means, in Shuras HaDin, if you're giving a Hechsher on a plant before Pesach, you really don't have to worry about an Issa Mashu, because even if a Mashu falls in, it doesn't answer. And the truth is, if it's a guy-owned plant, and you're giving a Hechsher, it could even be that you don't have to be Makbid. It depends on the rules of Eimav Atlan Issa L'chadchila. There was a Maisa that took place, it must be about 25 years ago, maybe longer, many years ago, where there was a recall on apple juice. It was one of the Hamish Echsherim, and there was a recall on apple juice. I'll tell you the Maisa Shahaya, and it's fascinating in the Lumdis, no politics, Lumdis. This Yidu was giving a Hechsher, it was a private Hechsher, and he gave a Hechsher on apple juice for Pesach. He said, apple juice, vos ken shayin zayin. How much chametz could there be in apple juice? So he gave a Hechsher on apple juice based on the fact that it's 100% apple juice. And what could be with 100% apple juice? There can't be much wrong with it. Could be he sent a Mashgiach down, could be he didn't, I don't know. What happened is, after his run, one of the national Hecherim walked in and saw that was labeled Kashel Pesach. So they called him up and they told him the following. I think this fact is true 30 years later. I'm not sure if the Mitzvah has changed. They told him that the apple juice is 100% apple juice, only apples. However, you should know that when they squeeze apples, you get apple cider, not apple juice. Apple cider, for those of you who have seen it, apple cider always comes in a glass bottle that has like a brownish color, like the president's window panes on his car, right? I tell the guys, window panes on their car, right? It's colored. It's not, you can't see through. Why is it that way? Because it doesn't look nice. The apples have orange juice has pulp. You can't see the pulp. The orange juice is orange. In apple juice, the pieces of apple that are floating around inside give it it tastes good, but it give it an unpleasant color. What they do to make apple juice, to make it more pleasing, is they put something in. It's heavier, and it's a sticky substance. And they stir it, and it sticks to the pieces, and it settles on the bottom. And then they take it out of the bottom, or they take it from the top, and you get apple juice. What do they use? It's a wheat product. It's made from gluten. Gluten, the center of a kernel of wheat is the gluten. Gluten is what makes wet flour very sticky. It's a sticky part. Gluten, glue. That's why some glues that are chametz, because it's a natural sticky substance. And it's chametz stick, and they threw it in the apple juice. So when he heard about it, he made a recall on the whole apple juice. They made a recall, they didn't throw it out. They made a recall. They sold it as non-Pesach Dikka apple juice. Now, the Ikar Adin, you have to know, that apple juice was Kashel Pesach. Why? Because of Batel B'Shishim, whatever they put in, to the gluten was batel b'shishim. It settled. Who knows how much stayed, if anything stayed in the apple juice. It was really batel b'shishim, and me'ikar adin, it was totally mutter. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva that companies, when you give a hechsher on companies, you should never give a hechsher on something that's mutter b'dieved. Even though kelim einim b'nei yayman don't answer, and if you go to a gayusha plant, there's no gzeira ben yayman yotu ben yayman a guy who's making things. But Rav Moshe Netshuva, written in the early years in America, wrote that even though it's mutter, he calls it dava b'chuar, and he says not to give such a hechsher, and we don't give such a hechsher. They're worried that there might be a mashu of it left inside, but a mashu doesn't answer. There's no worry more than just 60, and people with allergies aren't affected by it. So we don't give. As a matter of fact, all the hechsherim we use, national hechsherim, non-national, they are all makbid on mashu chametz on the hechsherim that they give, and they're makbid also on kelim einim b'nei yayman, and they kasher the plants before they go in. Now there may be certain tzirufim they use to kasher with steam, where we don't always kasher with steam, or other types of tzirufim, but in the Shuras Hadin, the Kashlo Pesach Hechsherim are very strong Hechsherim, because everything is made before Pesach, when Eina Ben Yaimai and Mashu don't answer, and nevertheless, they're makbid on everything they give beforehand. Now, they mentioned that there's an Arizal. It says if someone is yaitz, it goes through the whole Pesach and he never eats a mashu chametz, it's muftach loy, he's not going to do aveiros in the coming year. Which makes us feel a little depressed about the likelihood that we go without eating a mashu of chametz on Pesach. But he says, but it's muftach loy, he won't sin a whole year. And al pi arizal, you're not supposed to eat, al pi kabbalah, there shouldn't be a mashu of chametz. So I don't know that kabbalah plays a role in all the hechsherim, but when it comes to Pesach, this is a kpeda that they have. We're very machmir when it comes to Pesach on many things. I mentioned to you that the tuna fish that's OUP, even the hechsherim that are not machmir on mashkiach tamidi, when it comes to Pesach, they are machmir on having a mashkiach tamidi there. And we have chumra gabi chumra in all our products. Enough kamin is to know if someone gets stuck. If someone gets stuck, a plane is diverted, and he's flying to some mishugana place, to Dubai, and the plane gets diverted to another city, does Dubai have more than one city? Dubai is the country or the city? Or whatever it is. It's a country, so it goes to a different city. So there's no Chabad there, you know. Probably there'll be in a year or two. But now, so what's he going to do? He's stuck. What's he going to buy? So you have to know that Shuras Hadin, products that have no chametz, or no kidneys, for we're makbid on kidneys, that those products are mutter. All apple juice, all orange juice, it's all mutter. I hate to say it, but all vegetable oil, if it doesn't have a treifus problem, if you're in a community and as halal hechsher, it doesn't have meat problems, but there's no meat issue, so vegetable oil is also kosher. It's really not a problem, Iker Adin. We, unless it's kidneys, unless even kidneys derivatives, not pashut that it's asur. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan has a tshuva to be makel that we're only makbid on the kidneys itself and not on derivatives of kidneys. Now we're makbid on all our vegetable oils because of cheshash kidneys. Even on most of our oils are made from soy. What's it called? They don't call it soy oil. They call it, what? No, no. The oil everybody uses. What is it? No, they use all year. Canola. Canola oil is soy oil. I don't know why they call it canola oil, but it's called soy. It's really soy oil. And soy is a bean, so we don't use beans. So the oil issue is a fascinating issue to know the history of the oil issue. Till today, there are some Hasidim don't use any oil. They use only animal fats. The hardest thing is the fleishik, a whole Pesach. Everything is made with schmaltz. I don't know how they make it to be fleishik, a whole Pesach. But they're fleishik, a whole Pesach, and they only use fats. That's all they use. They became a machlekes in Klal Yisrael as to whether it's better to use the cottonseed oil or what they call specialty oil. Specialty oil is walnut oil or pistachio oil or any of these oils that may limit a drug. The difference is, yeshayim rim, cottonseed oil is the best because it's the cottonseed oil plants are the machines are used for only cottonseed oil. It's a product made all year. And you don't have to kash any kalim. And so cottonseed oil is kosher l'pesa, so it should be no problem. There were those who argued that cotton seeds are kidneys, the seeds. It's a ksas pella, because cotton is not edible, and cotton seed is not something that's sold as seeds. And on top of that, derivatives of kidneys, mikra adir amota, they were paiskim, Revisko Chanan, in 125 years ago, it was matir, any bean oil, any he said kidneys or machmer kidneys, not an oil made from it. So we're machmer on that. And a cottonseed oil is yesh v'yesh. There are those who don't want to use cottonseed oil. There's the machmer on cottonseed oil, and therefore they use the specialty oils, which is usually walnut oil lately. What is a specialty oil? It's an oil that's made in a plant that makes a lot of different products. They use the machinery for one type of cottonseed oil, or pistachio oil. Now there is a chametz sticker oil. There's a wheat germ oil, which is chametz. And machinery that's used for wheat germ oil, well, it's ain't b'yayin oil, but l'chatchil you have to kasher it. So the downside of the walnut oil is that the machinery has to be kashered for production. Very hard to kasher the oil, the machinery from which oil is made. I once heard from a mashgiach who goes out to the plant that it's not possible to kasher lechatchila. I think he described the machine as a three-story machine that looks something like a rocket. The top story squeezes whatever you make, squeezes it out. I think he said the middle story deodorizes it. Oil has no smell. So it goes to a deodorizing machine. And the last floor sifts out the psilis and packages it.
What is the heat in the process?
There is heat in the process. I don't recall exactly if it's only the top or in the middle. I remember he spoke about how hard it is to kasher the deodorizer. That part, they can just run the hot water through it and the seimach on it. But so what's fascinating is that each one's a chumra. Cottonseed oil is like it's a chumra yaseira on kidneys. And walnut oil is a chumra yaseira, but if you want to be machmer on chametz. So what's better, machmer on chametz or kidneys? It depends where you come from. But everything is totally mutter. And I don't know.
Why can't these Hasidics use the olive oil?
So olive oil, it's very interesting. One downside of olive oil is it's very expensive. Olive oil is just very expensive. You can't get a whole big bottle like that for $10. Olive oil is very expensive. But Bechsidim, that doesn't stop anybody. The Doglam Ravava, the Gilyan, says not to use olive oil. Because they are chashashas of chametz. Now, the Noam Yehuda, Doglam Ravava is Noam Yehuda. He's writing 200 and something years ago. Right? He's writing 200 years ago. Olive oil is chashash chametz. It really has nothing to do with the 21st century. No reason today. I don't know how they made olive oil then. But since the Doglam Ravava said not to use olive oil, so there are Jews that don't want to use olive oil. So, you know, mitzvah halacha, you could use olive oil, or you could use cottonseed oil, you could use walnut oil. We only should get kosher l'Pesach, because we're machmer on mashu even before Pesach, which is not sure as adin. And this is the tumul, the fascinating, the history of the tumul of the different oils that are used. Now, the walnut, no, they kasher it. It's just difficult to kasher. They kasher it however they kasher it. But the language of the person who kashers it is very difficult to kasher. Well, we know, and anybody Yavi doesn't ask him before Pesach anyway. And therefore, like I said, they're more Saimach on Kashri Mikra Din than all the typical Chumris of Kashri.
It would also be helpful if the one that oil is not the set, right after the one
the wheat germ oil. Yeah, I'm sure they make sure it's out of Binyai. Because we, even the whole year round, when we go to plants, we usually schedule kosher runs for Monday morning. They usually close Sunday. So it's at Ebed Yaimai. So the typical behavior in the kashering, in the kashers, where it's possible, I don't see everywhere, is to shoot for a Monday morning run, and everything's at Ebed Yaimai, and then you could kash. Okay. What? So peanut oil is fascinating. Planters, when it was under the hechsher of the OK, some of you will remember, Moshe was still alive, it must have been around 1980, they came out with peanut oil. And Ramesha wrote a tshuva then that peanuts don't have a minig Yisrael because peanuts did not exist. Peanuts are one of the products that was found only in the New World. Until Columbus brought peanuts back to Europe, there were no peanuts. They were very deprived. They had no peanuts and no turkey and none of some of our corn and no buffalo. They were missing a lot of the things that only grew in the New World. So the turkey. So peanuts, Rabbi Shimon writes, there's no real minig Yisrael to consider peanuts to be kidneyous. And he wrote a tshuva saying that it's mutter. However, Klal Yisrael didn't go for it. Peanuts, lamaisa, are beans. And we're machber on Pesach and everything. And it was a newfangled thing. So they put out planters peanut oil with a good hechsher for Pesach. And there's a tshuva that it's mutter. As soon as you hear there's a tshuva that it's mutter, you don't have to write a tshuva that mutter things are mutter. So it was a flop. I mean, they sold it not for Pesach. They sold the oil, but as a Pesach product, it was never repeated. Now, I have to tell you, this Igros Moshe came up again today, not oil. Today, they have the, what's the new grain that everyone uses? Quinoa. I know my brain's going. Quinoa. I drank a lot on Friday. Quinoa. How can I forget quinoa? So, quinoa was a very big machlaikis. Is quinoa kidneyous? It's also a type of grain. Maybe it's kidneyous. So that became a big machlaikis in the OU and the Star K. The Star K said, quinoa is mutter. Look what says in Igros Moshe. Any product that didn't exist, that there's no minig ta'aser, Ramesh writes, unless you know your family has a minig ta'aser. Quinoa, who has a minig? The Zayda and the Baba never heard of quinoa. So therefore they said, Igros Moshe, quinoa is mutter. So Rebelchi was unhappy about it. He said, Ramesh is takamatir, but Klal Yisrael doesn't eat peanuts. We don't eat peanut oil. It's part of the chumris of Pesach that we're not saying what Ramesh wrote. And we're machmir on any product that's similar to kidneys. And as long as Rebelsky was alive, at least the OU didn't use quinoa, and the Star K did use quinoa. Today, it was already like Klal Yisrael voted. They voted against peanut oil, and they voted for quinoa. There's no logic to it, but a lot of the chumras of Pesach are that way. And today even the OU allows quinoa because Lamaisa, like any new thing, the Achaluki Deis, and then Klal Yisrael settles in on one shita over a period of time. And quinoa is used. So it's fascinating. Lamaisa's peanut oil tshuva, which was not accepted for the peanut oil, became the reason to be makel on quinoa, which also peanuts Lamaisa were in Europe for a couple of hundred years. I don't know if Columbus brought peanuts back on his first trip back, but eventually made its way to probably in the 1500s. So eventually, and it's funny that peanuts are called nuts. The only reason they're called nuts is because when they brought them to Europe, they didn't know what they were. They looked like nuts. They're really beans. It's the only nut that's Bar Pri Adama. All nuts are Bar Pri Eitz. So it's really a bean, and
so bean that is a nut. If you let it use quinoa this year, if you've never used it, because the OU and the Star K
I know about because though you and the Star K say it's okay, but the Igros Moshe says it's okay. So you can use quinoa. Are you machbid on quinoa? I don't know. You know, it's easy for me to be machbid on quinoa. I'm machbid all year round on quinoa. So, you know, I don't ask it to Kalim, but Pesach, we're machbid on everything. So that already goes into the shayla of kidney is what the chumr is. Today, nothing grows there wheat. So it's very, very difficult. I think Sfaradim are baidik rice, right? Those who use rice have a minute to be baidik three times. But I asked them, did you ever find a kernel of wheat? Like, you don't find a kernel of wheat in the rice. But that's the minig, is to do a bedika. And today, I don't know that it grows with wheat. If it grew with wheat 500 years ago, so I guess those who are machmer, based on such an assumption. Okay, let's get back to the page in front of you. I'm going to go to Sif Yud. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzadik Av tells us to learn Sif Yud. So the end of Sif Ches and Sif Yud talk about Eina Ben Yaimai. So we're going to learn the din of Eina Ben Yaimai, and then Sif Tes, the din of Bittl. Okay, Sif Yud, again, the Ikka Limud is what it actually says. Let's see what it says. The Mechaber. Noisin Tam Lefgam Mutter Gam BePesach. There's again the Mechaber Shita, and the practice of all the Sfaradim, is that Noisin Tam Lefgam, something that doesn't give a good taste, is mutter chomitz, that doesn't give a good taste, and it gives a tam into food, is mutter gam bepesach. V'yesh machmirin. The Ramah says that there are those who are machmir on this, and v'chein ayegim be'elu amedinais. And he says that's the minig by Ashkenazim. V'makim sheyesh minig lahachmir, afilu mashu v'naisit tam lefgam, osir. Well, we have an iser, even it's both together. It's mashu and nice in tam lefgam. Zena ben yaimai, and it would be bottle b'shishim. You stuck a chametz stick a spoon into chicken soup on Pesach. So really the spoon was only less than a 60th of the bowl. And it's an ena ben yaimai. So nevertheless, it's totally us. I want to tell you even more. It's like a chumra gabi chumra. Mishnah Berurah, Tuf Mem Beis writes that you have to be mevayer it. You have to destroy it. There was even a din beer chametz, according to him. If you stuck, someone stuck, Eina ben yaimai, chametz stick a spoon into chicken soup, so you have to destroy it. You have to get rid of it. It has a din of chametz, and you flush it down the toilet, and you throw it out on the curb. It's a funny thing. I always wonder, we have a din to throw it out, and Sfaradim have a din, they can eat it at the Seder. So when I throw it out, I call my Sfaradi neighbor and tell him that, you know, you have to. I can't feed it. I will have the offer dolls. I can't feed it to my pet. For me, it has a din of chametz, but as far as there's a lot to use it, it's a iser ena ben yaimai. So I don't know. Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about it. He just says that there's a din beer or top membeis. He says a din beer. What? I assume so. The din beer means is a sahana. That's what it is. So what? Right, and after pikein, it's also lechatchila. I'm telling you, that's the nafkir of chabisha overall on Pesach, which you're saying, right? Nafkir of his karsa bayira on Pesach, though, it's definitely us. Welcome to Chas Pesach. You're right, but that's the chumras of Pesach that we have. Mishnah Berurah. You'd be mavar by eating it, yeah, I guess so. Should have a mind to be the kind of mitzvah of beer ashken. Okay, he's telling you this hanoa when you give it to someone. Okay, tzadik vav Mishnah Berurah tzadik vav explains the mechaber shita. Then it got mutter hatam nihidich miurcham lesachabes bepesa b'mashu. It's not true that they ask the chametz b'mashu. B'shem da'afag ab demashu mukomo. Im yesh shame Yisraela. So on a mashu, it's chametz. So the machmer. Avak shetam pogum. Poki isurei legamri. When the tam is pogum, the isur goes off legamri. Ve'eni yachaleser ataruvais afilu ba'achila. This is the mechaber shita. Ken asa even ba'achila. Afilu ein betaruvish shishim ne'egdai. So that's what he says, that it's the same halacha v'dinei b'pesach l'chol ha'pratim ha'bevorim b'yaradei ha'simukov gimel v'yashari surim. So there's no difference by the time of gam whatever you learn by Hilchis Taruvis, the Sibik of Gimel, the same halachas apply over here exactly the same way, and therefore, according to the Mechaber Shita, there's no issue at all. So in Sif Tes, in back at Tuf Mem Beis, the Sif Tes, what do we just learn? That Sif Lafgam is Mutter. So you have to know a basic rule in Nois and Tam Lafgam. There are two categories of Nois and Tam Lafgam. One is Isser that gets spoiled and it becomes Pogum. It's Einer Roy Lager or Einer Roy Lekelev. Now that's not Taruvis. That's the thing itself. There's another din of Nois and Tam Lafgam, which is when Isser falls into Heter. There's an extraordinary difference between the two. I'm reading you the Mechaber, the same Mechaber that wrote this. In Tuf Mem Beis Tes, Chomet Shenis Apesh, Koydiz Mani Surah, V'nifslo Me'achilas Kelev. He says, Chomet that got spoiled. He says, V'nifslo Me'achilas Kelev, before Pesach. Ashe Sarfoy Be'esh, V'nechrach, or you burnt it, and it became a piece of charcoal. Ashe Nereva Kelev. Yeshiva. I want to explain Yichtei Yeshiva in a minute. It doesn't mean Yeshiva Tarvadas. It means to sit on. I'll explain in a minute. There's a very big difference. When you have Chometz Be'en, it has to be Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev to be Mutter. So you have some that's Chometz, and it becomes not Roy La'achila. That's the Heter for many medications. Medications that don't have a good taste. The medication itself has either a bitter taste, or maybe even it has a neutral taste, it has no taste, that the chametz itself has to be nifsal me'achilas kelev. Not so by taruvis. By taruvis of chametz, it nois and tam lafgam just means, and it doesn't give a good taste into the mixture. That in the mixture, it doesn't give a good taste. Now, if it's ena ben yaymeh, like we're saying, so it doesn't even give any appreciable taste. But even if it's something that gives a bad taste, it does not have to be nifsal be'achilas kelev or nifsal be'achilas adam. Not true. If you have, we gave an example of chocolate into fish. It's nice in Ham Lafgam. If you have fish, you're cooking fish, and it got some treif for somebody, you have chocolate that's treif, and it went in, and it gives a bad taste, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to have. You have chicken soup, and a spritz of chocolate milk fell in, assuming it's nice to tell Mufgam. I never tried it. But even it's not Paldo Bashishim. It's Mutter. So you're going to ask me, Akasha, what's the difference? Nice to tell Mufgam has to be Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. Why in a Taruv is not? This is a sugya in the Rishayim, in Avodah Zarah, this Dav Samach Vav to Dav Samach Zayin. This is a sugya in the Rishayim, and there are two Mahalchim and how to explain it. Now I'll explain it, but the halacha is a dava borer. The halacha is a dava borer. You need nifsal me'achilas kelev on the iser be'en, not on the iser b'taruvis. The Ran and the Rajba, the Ran calls the Rajba on daf samazayin in Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah. They say two different terutzim. The Ran says the following. He says that Nice and tablet gam is mutter when it's ain't a royal ger. When a guy wouldn't, ger means a ger toishav. When a guy wouldn't do it. So if you have a piece of iser, if it's nifsal me'achilas adam, and we're machmer nifsal me'achilas kalava pesach, the guy wouldn't eat it. Now, or is it just slightly off? Well, if the guy would eat it, it's still aser. But in a taruvis, we don't judge. Would a guy eat the mixture? Would the guy eat the soup which has chocolate in it? No. We judge, would the guy put the chocolate into the soup to give it taste? It's Einer Roy Lager, meaning a guy, a Ger Taishav, would not put this thing in to flavor his soup. And therefore it's called Einer Roy Lager. It's not a taruvis that a Ger Taishav would do. And that's the Ran Shita. As long as a guy wouldn't mix it in, it's mutter. It doesn't have to be the sapesh. That's the Ran's teretz. The Rashba says a different teretz. Listen carefully, it is nafkamina. The Rashba says, Eina roi leger is the din on Issa Be'en. Issa Be'en gets ruined, it's mutter. What about Taruvis? Says, really, why is that aser? Because it's exeris akasov of Nisina's tam. We call it tam kiker dairaisa. We don't have a pasuk. The Gemara has a couple of possible pasukim, either from Nazir or from Karbechatas. We learn out that Nisina's tam kiker asers. The Rashi says it's a din in tam kiker that only Nisin tam leshvach asers. Tam kicker is a chiddush. You don't have Issa Be'en. You have Issa B'taruvis. It's a din of tam kicker. It's up to Rashba, the rule that tam kicker, you learn from Nazir who dips his bread into wine. So where do you learn it from? Somebody that gives a good taste. So the gezeris that causes the tam kicker that rice is only by the ice and tam lishvach. So we have a chlaikis deran in the Rashba, and simikuf gimel siv beis, a nafkamina. What's an afkamina? The Ran said, because the guy wouldn't mix it in. And the Rashba says, because it's not an isotam l'shvach. It says, nafkamina is when someone adds something for bulk. Someone adds something, you make gefilte fish. You can't afford a lot of fish. So you put in matzah meal. You put in, because you want to have more bulk in it. Now, it doesn't improve the taste. If you like fish, it doesn't improve the taste. It makes it less taste of fish. So like the Ran, it's aser. Because a guy would also do it. To eat for bulk, a person would do it. The best Rebbe wouldn't, but it's normal to do it. But according to the Rashba, it's mutter. Because according to the Rashba, it has to be nice to tam l'shvach. It's not mishabeach. And therefore, like him, it's mutter. The Machabe says, Lashon is, Yesh chaychichin b'zeh lesser. Chaychichin, I think, is lots of scratching. Some people like scratch their heads to aser. It sounds like the ikar is that it's mut, and the second is that it's mut. Now, what we did today, basically, is went through, we're going to learn the Ramah next week, but we went through a lot of the basics of Hilchis Taruvus HaPesach. This Amashu, this next to Lufgam, the Duzim between the two Minhagim, and this last the Kuda, the difference when it's Einaroi, you need Einaroi Lekelev, and we need something that's Stam that's also. I have to ask your forgiveness. I have one of the young men in my shir is making a bris called for 10 o'clock, so I'm going to have to run out. Mitzvah Hashem, hope to see everybody.